Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show, put the normal stuff on the front and the back. Let me tell you who our special guest is this hour. I mentioned her earlier in the last segment, but she is just one of the neatest ladies that I've ever had on the show. Her name is Pat Weber, Patricia Weber, the author of Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage, 104, not to be confused with 103, Sales Tips for People in a Hurry. This is a power-packed little book here, folks, that's only about 3.5 inches by 3.5 inches. It's just the neatest little pocketbook that you've ever seen in your life. She's been with us several times before. She's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. She develops and presents workshops and speaking, and she speaks and spoken to thousands of audiences around the country on issues such as sales training, customer care, and all of the very important things that we need to know in our business. She is also an adjunct professor for Old Dominion University. And as I said, oh, and also she is a member of the Virginia Chamber of Commerce, which I think is important. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us. You've always got a lot of excitement for us and a lot of good insights. And one of the things I was telling my audience that, by the way, before I get into this, mm-hmm. Can you think of some songs? Help me remember some Nat King Cole songs. I just mentioned Ramblin'.
Oh, my gosh.
Mentioned
that one he's redone with his daughter.
Oh, yeah. What is that? I have that album, and I just they don't call them albums anymore, though, do they? I have that CD. That dates me, doesn't it?
just a little.
I just said Rambin' Rose, and
yeah.
what's some other...
Oh, folks, my gosh.
Somebody call and tell us what some of the other Nat King Cole songs are. But today's his birthday, and what I want you to do is I want you to just sing a little bit, just maybe like a few words, just a little half of a verse of a Nat King Cole song, and if you do, or if you answer one of my other trivia questions, I will send you a copy. Pat and I both will send you a copy of her book, Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage. It's a great little book.
Great.
And you can carry it around with you in your pocket. You can refer to it just before you go into a sales call. It's handy. You can actually carry it in with you to the call in your pocket. Nobody will know you've even got it. It's so small. I want to give you a copy of that, 888-822-8255. Pat, you and I were talking, and you mentioned something about ladies in business, women in business, and the special circumstances that they have. Now, I told my audience earlier in the hour that I have to be real careful about this, because I always get into trouble when I go there. You ladies, you guys can talk about all this. You know, you can talk about, you know, all the special things that, you know, women are special here and they're special there, and they've got all these disadvantages. But when men say it, sometimes you guys don't take it the right way.
Well, do you think it could have anything possibly to do with it being how you might say it?
See, folks, see what I mean? I'm already in trouble. I've already said anything, and I'm already being accused here.
Now I'm asking you a question.
Well, it's not how we mean it. Do you think
right.
It might be how you take it? Hello?
That possibly could be.
Well, it is a touchy subject, and that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up, Pat, in our discussion. By the way, folks, this was her idea. It wasn't my idea. but Pat, really, I mean, I've got a good bit of experience over the years in working with ladies in sales, mm-hmm. and training them. I've worked alongside women managers in sales management. I've trained several ladies to sell and tried to help them with their career and that sort of thing. And sometimes guys, you're right, sometimes guys say things that come across in a guy way, and mm-hmm. the ladies just don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about that? Who's wrong in that case? Could it be a little bit of both?
I would. That would be my opinion, that we each need to take some responsibility in that and learn how to communicate the way the opposite sex communicates. I mean,
right.
There are a little bit of differences. You know, I'm not an expert in that, but I do know that when you're showing that you listen, you know, men even kind of demonstrate that differently than women do.
How?
When men are shaking their head, yes, they're not really listening.
they're
just shaking their head.
And women don't do that.
But if women are really hearing the speaker, the customer, whoever it is, and they're shaking their head, it's more of an acknowledgement most times that they are listening than
yeah.
it is with men.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of differences that we need to kind of take into consideration
mm-hmm.
when we're communicating. I think that's really important in sales.
Well, I think so too. But you know, when a customer, all right, there are two issues here. One is dealing with the opposite sex in who are your peers,
right?
Your sales people, there's other sales staff who are your peers, and your manager, who you know, sort of part of your organization. And the other is dealing with members of the opposite sex who are your customers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I guess we have to give, we have to give our customers a little more slack than we do our peers,
mm-hmm.
because they are the ones with the money, aren't they?
I think so.
We can't do without them.
Right.
But how do you do that? Is that a thought process that you carry into the sales call?
I think it has to be conscious, don't you? I mean, if you're operating out of just habit and you find it's not that important peer-to-peer, even
right.
though it is important, but you don't treat it as importantly, and you carry that habit or thinking over into your customer, don't you think it's going to come out the same way unless you consciously have it on the top of your mind?
I don't think there's any question about it. And one of the things that I know that ladies get into when they're dealing with men,
mm-hmm.
especially male customers,
mm-hmm.
is the chauvinism.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're the customer, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. It may be in a way, but you cannot let the customer know that if you've got an attitude about that, you cannot let the customer know that, can you?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Stand by. We're going to come right back, folks. We've got some more issues we're going to talk about. I'm going to try not to get into too much trouble here. We're talking about the difference between men and women in the marketplace, especially in sales. I'd like for you to join us, 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Pat Weber. All right. We're back at 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being with us today. 888-822-8255. That's the number to call if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to comment or contribute to our conversation, if you'd like to ask a question. We're talking about salesmanship. We're talking about the marketplace, and specifically right now we're talking about ladies and the differences between men and women in the marketplace, especially in sales, and what are some special circumstances that ladies find themselves in that men don't find themselves in? And we'd like for you to join us. If you have a situation that you'd like to tell us about, if you have something that you'd like to ask us about, maybe you've got a sales call coming up, or you've got a customer that you've got a problem with, and you'd like to have some thoughts on how to deal with that. I think between Pat and myself, I think we can probably help you with it. 888-822-8255. And ladies, if you'd just like to ask Pat, and you don't have to tell us who you are if you don't want to. You don't have to tell us where you're from if you don't want to. I will let Pat talk to you directly. If you'd rather just get absolutely her perspective, you don't have to listen to mine any more than you have to. 888-822-8255. Pat, one of the things that I have dealt with ladies before whenever I was training them, whenever they were working for me and I was their manager, or maybe we were just peers and we were in the same sales team and I knew that they had this situation, was they would have this customer or prospect,
mm-hmm.
who was not necessarily, the person wasn't going so far as to be oppressive or any kind of harassment or anything,
mm-hmm. right?
But the guy was just so darn chauvinistic. I mean, it was just, you could cut it with a knife,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't sure if they were going to get the business. This guy was, his attitude was such that they weren't sure if they were ever going to get the business. And they, in other words, they couldn't tell if the reason they weren't getting the business was because A, he wasn't ready to buy, B, they weren't doing a good enough job, or C, he just wasn't going to do a business with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come to me and they'd say, what do you think we should do about this?
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell them?
I'd probably say, go with your intuition. I just think that...
There's the I word.
The I?
The I word, intuition.
Intuition. That, okay, we'll put it, we'll frame it in a male perspective. Go with your gut.
I feel much better now. I'm sorry, Pat.
We aren't talking about communicating.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But I do think that if you have this sense that there's something wrong, if you really ask yourself, well, what could it be? You're going to know whether it's you, a lack of confidence, a lack of product match, you know, or if it's really a sense that this is somebody who just doesn't want to work with women. Or if he wants to work with women, he wants to do it and hopefully kind of put you in a position where you deliver incorrectly or badly or wrongly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just...
Sets you up to fail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for rephrasing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, to me, what I have told them is, okay, let's review what you've done. Let's make sure that you have given this person the maximum opportunity to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given them a proposal? Have you qualified them properly? Did you qualify them properly before you gave them the proposal? When you gave the proposal, did you have a reasonable expectation that you knew as much as you could about what it would take to do business with this guy? Did you ask him what it would take to do business with him, which is part of the qualification process?
Mm-hmm.
And was there a demonstration required? Did you need to bring them to the office and give them and show them around a little bit? What did you need to do? Did you need to bring a specialist in for their particular application? All those things. Did you do everything that was possible? Now this is something that guys have to deal with from time to time, but not because they think the guy is there's this whole other chauvinistic element that women have to deal with that guys don't have to deal with. In other words, when we ask ourselves why we're not getting the business, we never have to go there.
Right.
And ladies do, and that's unfortunate.
Right. And in general, Jim, I think women are very good at doing all of the details. Not all women. Not all women certainly make it in selling. But most of us, and in general, we're more detail-oriented. It's just part of our nature, because of, you know, the nurturer, home, family piece of our life. And so, generally, we can answer yes and check off all the questions that you just asked. And then I think it still comes back to, and I think women probably may be better at it than men. What do you think about following their intuition?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to talk about that. We've had discussion about that on this show. Folks, when we come back, we're going to find out what should you do if all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted. What should you do next when you can't make that sale with this guy? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, Patricia Weber. Pat Weber is our special guest. She is the author of Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage, 104 sales tips for people in a hurry. Pat, tell our audience where they can get your book.
Well, they can go to my website, www.prostrategies.com. They could go online at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, or they can email me at pweber@prostrategies.com.
All right, sounds good. And folks, haven't I seen it in bookstores?
Well, I mean, locally they carry it. I don't know about anywhere else.
Yeah. I think I've seen the bookstores. But if you do look for it, folks, it's a little bitty book. It's blue and has a yellow binding, and I recommend it to you. Check it out. It's a good little book to keep in your pocket. And if you have salespeople, if you have a sales staff, I think it'd be a good book to buy for each one of them. And it's only what, $5.95?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a deal, folks. That's a heck of a deal. Pat, we were talking about the lady who had this incorrigible, recalcitrant, chauvinistic customer, this guy that wouldn't do business with her. She just had not been able to get him to do business with her. And we just said that we reviewed all of the things that she had done, and to make sure. Now, see, we do that same thing with guys.
Right.
got all the things that I said earlier about that, you know, did you do this? Did you do that? Have you done this? Have you qualified them? What did they say? Et cetera, et cetera. Guys do the same thing, but there's this one other level that ladies have to do that guys don't have to do. And, of course, this is not like it's some surprise. I mean, most of the time, if a guy is being a chauvinist,
right,
if he's being a jerk,
right,
ladies know that minute one.
Right.
Typically.
Right.
And that's the one good thing about chauvinistic guys is they typically don't hide that under a bushel, do they?
Sort of like chauvinistic women.
Well, that's true. And hey, that'll be a fun conversation. We'll have to talk about that in a few minutes, folks. I want to hear that. But the thing is that then you have to say, and typically as a manager, I wouldn't have to ask. My salesperson, my mm-hmm. lady salesperson, would say, this guy has been so chauvinistic to me. This guy has been such a jerk, and probably use other language that I'm not going to use right now, about the way this guy's treated me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, okay, what do you think it's going to take to fix that?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be fixed? Can he be trained? Is this a guy who is just, he's not a bad guy, he just doesn't understand how he's treating you? Or do you think this guy is really someone who doesn't like women? And we have to find that out. Because what I recommend to ladies is that, you know, if you believe this guy is beyond help, we still need to get his business.
Right.
Because, and this is one thing I learned a long time ago, Pat. When I first started selling many, many years ago, I met people that I didn't like, and I didn't want to do business with them. And then I realized that if I was really going to be successful in life, in sales especially, I was going to have to do business with people that I didn't like.
And mm-hmm, that's true.
People who were mean to me. So I found that it was more fun to take money from the person who I didn't like, the jerks, than it was to take it from the nice people. And so I actually took them on as a project. Have you ever done that?
actually, no. I haven't done that. I don't know if that's a woman thing or not. Just say it's just going to be too bad. We're not going to be able to do business.
See, I think ladies ought to do more of that. I think you ought to take these guys on as a project.
You might be right.
Don't you think that maybe humor is a good way to diffuse that a little bit?
Well, it
couldn't
it'll help.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Humor will help, but I don't know if that's going to change. I guess your question really was, would it diffuse it?
Yeah.
And maybe it would diffuse it for me as the recipient of the chauvinistic attitude. I don't know what it
would
do.
See, I'm thinking of a little bit of sarcastic humor. I'm thinking, you know, all right, here's the deal. We've done everything we can do. We're convinced that we've done everything professionally that can be done, and this guy's still not doing business with us. We can't get him off the fence. Then you say something like, you know, John, I've given you a proposal. You've talked to me about what you want. I think I've done a pretty good job as a professional salesperson. What do you think? And I would like to think that the guy would say, if he's honest, he would say, yeah, I guess I can't argue with that.
Right.
And then you say, well, you know, John, I'm starting to get the idea that you're more of a chauvinist than either one of us think you are, because I'm starting to wonder if you're not doing business with me because I'm a lady and you're a guy. You see what I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of smile a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? Could you do that?
I'd have to think about that one myself.
Well, and ladies, I'd like to know if I'm out of line here, because, see, that's what a guy would do. A guy would say, and it'd be something else. He would say something like, you know, is it just me? Is there something? In other words, we're at the point where we have nothing to lose.
Well, I think what I would probably do, as opposed to, and I'm a pretty direct person, being from New York originally and being Italian, I'm fairly direct, but I think what I would do before I even got in that sarcastic humor mode is I'd probably bring in a guy to partner with me.
Yeah.
And I would be able to then, I mean, I've seen this actually, the reversal, where it's a woman chauvinist not wanting to work with a guy, and so the guy brings in a woman, and they close the business. And they live happily ever after.
I want to hear about the woman chauvinist, folks. We've got to take a quick break here, Pat. We've still got a few seconds. But when we come back, I want to hear you tell us about this woman chauvinist. But I do think that ladies ought to not give up. Don't give up on the guy. If he doesn't do business with you, when there's nothing to lose, go in there and say, hey, You know, maybe it's just because I'm a lady. I don't know, but you help me out here.
Okay.
Stay tuned, Pat. We got to take a quick break. It's 39 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Pat Weber is our special guest, 888-822-8255. We'd like to know what you think. All right, we are back. 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our very good friend, Pat Weber, the author of Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage. I recommend you check it out, folks. It's available online. Right, Pat?
Yes.
And it's available in maybe some bookstores. I'm not sure, maybe not in your area. They can order it, though, can't they?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So go to your bookstore.
Got an ISBN number.
Go to your bookstore, and they can order it from, just remember the last name is spelled Weber, W-E-B-E-R.
One B, like in the grill.
That's right. And, Pat, tell us again how they can get it otherwise and how they can contact you.
My website, www.prostrategies.com, or you can email me at pweber@prostrategies.com.
And all that information is on her under her bio, which is on my website under Brain Trust, Brain Trust member.
Right.
So you can go there and get that and link directly
right
to her.
There.
And I'd recommend you check it out. You know, Pat, you were talking about, we were talking about chauvinists and how ladies have to deal with that. And one of the things that's another element, that's a whole other element of why I didn't get the business that women have to deal with that men typically don't have to deal with. And the reason I say typically is because in my multiple decade career in business, I actually don't remember thinking that I didn't get the business with a lady because I was a guy. Now, perhaps it was because I'm a guy and I'm so obtuse about this it just never hit me. Guys just don't have to think about that typically. But I'm not sure if that ever happened. I'm really trying to think. I did business with a lot of ladies.
Right.
But I don't remember running into a chauvinistic lady. Now, you say you know that there is such a thing.
Right. It actually happened to my husband, and he's business savvy to the ultimate, and he's been in business successfully. He's got his own small business for, 15, 17 years. But he had told me about a potential client that he was working with and kind of going nowhere. And he, you know, his gut was just telling him he knows what to do. I mean, he could go through all the questions that you asked us to think about. Did we do this? Did we do that? And he could check them all off. And I don't know how it happened. He just said somehow his partner, who happens to be a woman, her name came up in the conversation, and her whole kind of demeanor changed, you know, by being observant of how somebody is working with you and looking at you and body language with you normally. And now all of a sudden they have a change. You can tell whether it's for the positive or the negative.
So
it was just like this light came on, and he thought, well, maybe I'll just ask her, how about if I bring Betty along in the next appointment so we can, you know, bring things to the point where you're ready to start? And that's what happened. I mean, he brought her on the next appointment, and it just got closed. The business got done.
Do you think that the lady, and if it sounds like that lady is a chauvinist in the classic definition, do you think it was not so much that the lady came, that Betty came to close the deal, but that she now, the customer, now saw your husband as a guy who was enlightened,
who was,
my goodness, the guy's actually got a female partner. How could this be?
Right.
You know, that fact.
It just could be the perception.
Turns her around.
He might not have even had to bring Betty there.
Right.
Because he had even talked with me when this happened a few years ago. What do you think? Should I bring Betty along or not? And I said, well, you got to do what your gut tells you.
Yeah, you got to give it your best shot.
That's right.
Well, and so in that case, if that's true, then that lady was a chauvinist in the classic sense, wasn't she?
Well, if we could positively eliminate everything else, you know, and say that in the sales process everything else was done correctly and there were no other objections and all things being equal, like price and service or even better, then I think you could point to that.
But there are times in sales calls, folks, and Pat, you know this, there are times in sales calls when you see things change dramatically one way or the other. I mean,
that's
here
right.
We are, you think things are rocking along, the customer's almost coming over and sitting down beside you, you just think, man, this is in the bag, and all of a sudden they ask you to leave almost, or what, the call's over, or you say, you know, I got to get out of here. This is not happening. And then all of a sudden you say something or something happens and they go the other way.
Right. Exactly.
And so there are times, and this is where, and you brought up a word that's very important earlier, Pat, conscious, being conscious.
Mm-hmm.
My audience has heard me talk about this so many times, the importance of being conscious. You've got to be a conscious competent, and so you got to pay attention to what's in the eyes and coming out of the mouth of that customer, that prospect.
Right, and I think, I know a lot of times I'm not operating consciously, and I have to snap myself into it.
Yeah.
Pay attention, because your eyes and your ears are going to tell you something to let you respond in a better way, a more appropriate way.
No question about it. And folks, we're going to take a quick break. It's 50 after the hour. We're coming up on the end of the hour. We got one more segment. We're going to finish up with Pat. So far, I have come through this relatively unscathed. I'm kind of pleased with myself, Pat.
Very good. But
folks, there's still time for me to get into some trouble. I've got another segment. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our very good friend, Pat Weber. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Pat Weber, and I sure do think a lot of you, Pat. Yeah, and I appreciate all the time that you've given us and all the great wisdom that you've provided for us.
Well, it's only because of you that I can appear so wise.
Well, I do what I can. I'm so modest, right? Well, you did set me up. Hey, folks, our website here is at Small Business Advocate Show is just that, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And just put www. Dot on the front of that. Pat, let's talk about some of the sharp contrast between lady salesmen and men salesmen. There are things that women do very, very well in sales that men typically are very poor at,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that ladies do very well is they're good detail people. You mentioned that earlier.
Right.
They're good at customer care.
Right.
They're good at building relationships.
Absolutely.
But typically, folks, and this is where I'm in a little bit of thin ice here, folks. I want to make sure I don't get in trouble. But I do believe that typically ladies are not as good a closers as guys are. Hello? I don't like this pause, folks. I'm in trouble.
No, I didn't go quick.
Do you disagree with me?
I was just quiet. Well, I think throughout the sales process, it's not as a direct or as an assertive, or maybe, I don't know, maybe even a confidence issue. I'm not really sure.
I don't think it's confidence. I think it's just that guys are more direct about things than ladies are. And there comes a time in a sales call, when you've got to say, essentially, sir, we've got to fish or cut bait here. I've got other things to do. Are you going to do business with me or not? And you don't close that way, but there are ways of closing. And
right.
And I'm not saying this, folks. This is not me being chauvinistic when I say this. I'm saying this as a result of sitting in on a lot of sales calls with men and women.
Yeah, and I think that's probably true, Jim, that if you focus on actually getting the customer to take some sort of action, then we as women, we might be doing it indirectly and working with, could be a man or a woman,
uh-huh.
and they're really looking for a more direct way of getting them to act on it.
Right.
And so I'm not sure if it's that we don't do it or if we don't have enough flexibility in how we ask the customer to take action. We might get stuck in the rut of being very indirect instead of just asking for the business when we really need to be doing that with that person.
Now, I will say this. There is one other angle, though, that ladies have to deal with, that guys don't have to deal with. Some closing situations, if a lady closes the way a guy closes and she's dealing with a guy who's not even a chauvinist,
right,
it still puts him off a little bit.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? If she comes across a little too aggressive,
yeah.
he would let the guy get away with it where he wouldn't let the lady get away with it.
Right.
Because he's expecting her to be a little more feminine, maybe.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that a fair way to say that?
I agree with that. Yeah, I've seen that in action.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Very, very
interesting. So you do know this chauvinism thing.
I do.
You're just kidding us.
No, I do. I'm very familiar with it. As I said, I've trained a lot of ladies, I've tried to help them be successful. Pat, you did a great job today. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks,
you very
Jim.
Much.
Okay.
Looking forward to having you back again.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, got to wrap it up for this hour. Thank you very much for being with me today. I've enjoyed it. And before I go, though, I want to thank the most important members of the Small Business Advocate Program, my heroes, small business owners. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.